Chapter 2 Jazz.
I feel so bad. We need to be out there seeing what's up with Tasha. You know she would be here for us. But it's so much going on right now with this business, I couldn't leave if I wanted to. Angel revealed. We were on the phone for the last 20 minutes, trying to justify why we weren't there for Tasha. However, I was on my way to see my girl. She needed us. Angel wasn't sure when she would be able to get away to get out there. She was doing something she said she would never do. And that was to let life come between our friendships. It didn't matter that she was in New York. Hell, I lived in Georgia. But it wasn't stopping me. Tasha had just had a miscarriage and a fling that almost cost her her marriage and her family. We needed to be there for her. Let me go, Angel. I'm pulling up in front of my granny's. I disconnected the call and got out of the car. Fahim had dropped us off at the Hartsfield Atlanta airport at the crack of dawn. I had a 6.5-hour layover in Jersey, so I went to visit my family, who were literally in the same place I left them years ago. However, I couldn't have cared less about them grown-ass niggas. But the clincher was when I stepped inside my granny's house. Her house was so caked with dust that I was choking and surprised that she was still breathing. Everything was neat and in place, but it was obvious that a dust cloth, broom, and mop had not been used.